This is WAWL.
All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question, or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask the club officer check-ins first, followed by short time on mobile stations, then I will go through the hand.live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please go now.
This is KU9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging KU9PGC, the club vice president. John, do you have anything for the net?
Kurt and everybody else out there. Yeah, I've always had something interesting to kick around and so forth. Got useless information for later, but on more important matters right now, as everybody keep in mind, especially for the next club meeting, we're going to firm things up for the Christmas party. Even though that's going to be in December, I like to get everything, you know, firmed up, who's helping out, all that good stuff, and come up with a date. The date that we can all deal with. So anyway, that's the reason to come to the next club meeting if you have any interest of input, you know, for those that are members. And let's see, what else do I have kicked around? Well, that is one of the more important things. We're going to have some other activities, like first of the year would be the Winter Field Day, so we're going to do that again. And if I didn't mention it in the past, few weeks or whatever, when we had our beautiful, and in fact, that's right, I might miss that that net. But anyway, we mentioned our beautiful bonfire. That's something I want to cast in stone to be, you know, the first Saturday of every October, our end of the year bonfire. So that's just some things to keep in mind. And like I said, I'll be sitting back. Won't fall asleep this time, hopefully. Back to you, Kurt. This is KU9PGC.
Lost my foot switch. Sorry about that. All right, John. Well, thank you for that. And, yeah, if you fall asleep, that's quite okay. It's not like you don't deserve it. We were wondering what happened to you last week, so all good. And I look forward to useless information, as we always do. So thank you for that. And, yeah, as a reminder, Christmas party's coming up. I can't believe we're already talking about that. And we're even talking about the Hamfest, so that's going to be the ball starting to roll on that as well. So that's going to be here before we know it. All right, John, we'll get back with you in a little bit. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I'll take mobile or short time stations. Mobile or short time stations, please call now.
89HAY, Haley, Michigan City.
Okay, sounds like you're it, Hayden. 89HAY, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
89HAY, a couple things. Not with you late for us to do anything as a club, but this weekend is the Boy Scouts Jamboree on the Air. So if you're looking to help out, maybe scan the band for Saturday and see if you can help make contact with some of the Boy Scouts. Other than that, I a couple weeks ago posted on the Facebook page about the Bigfoot Special Event Station. That has started, and will continue to run for, I believe, 4 more days. And that's always a good time to look for those stations. They're all Whiskey 7 stations, so Whiskey 7, Bravo, India Golf, Foxtrot, Oscar, and Tango. And you try and find them all, and then there's a bonus station that's a Whiskey 4 station, I think. But I did that last year, and I started it a couple hours ago for this year, so it's a good time if you're looking to do that. But other than that, thanks for taking that tonight, Kurt, and back to you, KD9AKY.
Okay, and I hate to ask, I was writing down the Boy Scout Jamboree. What was the second thing? What was it called?
It's the Bigfoot Special Event Station. It's put on by the Radio Club of Tacoma, Washington. And they do it for, I want to say there's a Bigfoot Awareness Day in October. And they do it every year around that time. And it's a pretty good time. You get all the stations, you get a certificate, and I enjoy it.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for letting us know about that Bigfoot special event. I didn't even know that was a thing. Learn something new every day. All right, Hayden, well, thank you for that. We love any tidbits that you can share like that, especially events that even I haven't heard of. So I hope I'm not the only one that hasn't heard of it, but chances are I'm not. So thank you for that. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and drive careful when you head out for work tonight. All right. Any other, we'll do one more call. Any other mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
Alpha Charlie Niner, Echo Bravo, Alan in LaPorte.
10-9-RKY.
All right, acknowledging AC9EB and N9RKY. AC9EB, Alan, do you have anything for the net?
Roger. Well, I'd like to thank all the participants in the 2025 Indiana set. Aries usually does annually, and so it showed some good things that we accomplished, and also some things we need to work on. Did you receive the press release via the LaPorte County Aries IO site? Over.
Yes, I did. I received it at work, and I have not had a chance to read it yet, so... And also, if you could, share the IO group. I don't remember the name of the group, so if you would share it so that maybe we'll get more people to sign up.
Well, my computer has just stopped working. It wants me to engage with a password game, so I don't have it immediately available. But it is an IO group, so it should be searchable. And it is specific to LaPorte County. So it should be easy to find. Sorry about my darn computer. It seems to fail whenever you want it. Over.
Oh, trust me, you're not the only one on this net having computer issues from time to time. It definitely happens. As a matter of fact, I pulled up an older email. It's LaPorte County, Indiana Aries, or Indiana IN. So LaPorte County IN Aries at groups.io. So that's the IO. But for some reason, speaking of computer issues, I do not see the email that I got about the message from the I.O. group. I don't know why I don't see that, but I'm not seeing it. Has your computer come up yet there, Alan?
Negative. It's one of these routine password issues. We're at random. Stops you from checking in until you go through their entire procedure to confirm your password. But you did or did not receive the email from the I.O. site, over?
I did receive it. I saw it, and now I can't get it for some reason. I don't know why. I received it on my phone, so maybe it's on my phone and not on my computer here for some reason. Now I'm trying to remember how to get into the I.O. group. Oh, here we go. So, this is, oh, come on. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, this is live, people. Trying to do this stuff live. But, yeah, I did receive it. Is there something you want me to mention on there, Alan? If I can find it.
Well, it's just like to say that we're glad for the club activity that checked in, and I'm very glad Kilo Delta Niner Victor Uniform Victor was the NCS for LaPorte County, and for future exercises. It would be great. You could use the I.O. site or email to show the club itself as an active entity. Get some credit through the ARRL, and you could put that on your monthly report sent to ARRL if you have activity, and kind of give you some bragging rights and kind of stretch the reach of the club. AC90B.
Okay, Alan. Yep, I did find it here. Alan posted on GroupsIO a big word of thanks for the dedicated radio operators who participated in the 2025 Indiana Set Test. Please view the attachment, which I did, and it's Amateur Radio Skywarn Spotters and the National Weather Service, Northern Indiana, and Porter County Emergency Management Agency joined the Aries Indiana District 1 in a severe weather-related exercise, jointly creating communication links including the Aries Cook County, Illinois Emergency Coordinator, K9WIC, combining HF Digital, HF WinLink, VHF Radio Techniques, Aries Emergency Coordinators KC9AFE and K9LWR utilize their expertise and direct auxiliary radio operators successfully to transmit damage assessments and welfare radiograms throughout Lake, LaPorte, Porter, and Porter counties in Indiana. Radio's net control operators was AC9XN and KD9VUB provided radio network control. N8QKJ and his IWX team was instrumental in creating a communication link, as well as Lance Bella, LaPorte County EMA Director. AK9R Section Manager was also an active stakeholder with the WinLink reply message to K9WIC. Participants exhibited professional and active interaction, contributing to an exercise designed by KD9EDR, Section Emergency Coordinator, pursuing the goal to save lives and assist our communities. If you enjoy emergency communications, Aries is there.
Roger. That's it. I would just like to be able to include the club in to PIO statements like that. I think it's a good recognition for all the participants, and shows that we're radioactive. And thank you for reading the news release on the air. I appreciate that. AC90B.
Yeah, no problem. My apologies for not having it right away. And I actually did forget about it until you mentioned it. I would have seen it next time I got my email. Well, maybe. I didn't see it in my email. But I know I received it. I got, like, I think I actually got two or three emails for that for some reason. It's like it doubled up. But I got it off the IO group just now. So I'm logged in. All right, Alan. Is there anything else you have for the net?
No, not at this time. Just like to thank you for allowing me to get on the air, and glad that you're running the net, Kurt, and I hope everyone has a great day, and 7-3s to all. AC90B.
Okay, Alan, well, thank you for all you do with Aries and amateur radio as a whole. So, we'll definitely try to get the club more involved with Aries, and if there's a new thing to present on the net, I will do that as well. So, thanks again. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have N9RKY. Todd, do you have anything for the net?
Hello, Kurt, and everybody on the net. But they do a swell job, all you guys do out there keeping amateur radio alive, and with all the services and everything going on, it sounds great. I wish I was able to get out and do things more often there. Just life kind of comes at you fast these days. And apologize for missing the meeting last week, but had an incident at the beginning of the week, rather. Had an incident at the last week. Where some young kid decided he was more distracted in his brand new car, and kind of smacked in the back of my wife's car, so kind of had an incident there. She's fine, everything's good there, okay. We don't have a car now, but the rental's working at this time. And it was a 2025 Honda Civic versus the Ford Escape, so Ford Escape won, but like I say, it's a we don't know yet. It's between the battle then. But anyway, it's great to hear everything going on with the radios and stuff out there these days. So you guys keep up the good work, and I'll keep monitoring and see what's going on, and hopefully can jump in there sometime and help you guys out somewhere. And just like I say, it's just things go by so fast anymore. But just that's all I got to say on this end. Take care, and we'll be listening throughout the net. I got a few honeydews tonight. Otherwise, I'd have checked in normally. So I'll talk at you later. This is N9RKY.
Okay, Todd. Yeah, no problem. We'll take abnormal, too. So most of us are abnormal. So abnormal check-ins are okay. We appreciate you checking in and appreciate all your help with the ham radio community as well, and everybody's help, you know, everybody that's on the radio tonight, that's just contributing in one way, shape, or form, you know, just keeping the frequencies busy. But it's all good stuff, so hopefully things will start working better here, like my computer and Alan's computer. They're so naughty. But Todd, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Okay. We will now go to the ham.live list, and first on the list is actually John, but we already talked to John. We'll talk to him again in a minute. KD9VUV, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. This is KD9VUV. Thanks for running the net. I had a good time Saturday operating at net control. Thank you for checking in on Saturday. I know Rich did too. I'm not sure if he's checking in at night, but I thank him too for checking in. That's all I have right now. This is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, well, thank you for doing the net. I mean, we definitely need more net controls. And if anybody wants to practice being a net control, you can definitely do this net. And it's a lot more free. You know, it's not quite so professional like the Aries net needs to be. So this is still good practice. So if anybody's ever interested, Brian, if you're ever interested, just contact me and we can work out a time. No problem at all. I don't mind sharing. So, but I'll make sure I'll check in, you know, and pick up where I need to if I need to. So, we'll help you out. Won't leave you hanging. Whoever's interested. So, Brian, you did an excellent job, and appreciate you doing it. And I hope to hear you again on the next one. So, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And yeah, Rich hasn't checked in yet, but he might. You never know. And if he didn't, he might have heard you. So, all right, next on the list is KE9BBB. Josh, do you have anything for the net?
But I guess.
Are we back now? AC9HO, net control. All right, I don't know if it's on my end because I'm trying to use my other radio. I'm not sure if anybody heard anything I said. KD9VUV, am I coming through the repeater?
This is KD9VUV, you are coming through the repeater now.
Okay, now did you hear me reply to your check-in?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, I think it cut out after I let off, because I actually tried using my other radio, because I thought it was my Flex, even though they put out another update today, and I did the update, so I was hoping it fixed my transmit problem, but then I tried transmitting with my FTM400, and the repeater was dead, so it wasn't coming up at all, so that was weird, so we'll keep an eye on that. If it keeps acting up, maybe we'll have to move over to the other repeater, so. Anyway, thank you again, Brian, for checking in. And have a good evening, good rest of your week. And Josh, KE9BBB, I called on you and the repeater was dead. So go ahead, Josh. Starting to think Josh is not getting into the repeater because I see you guys talking on am.live and I'm not listening to the receive. So I'm tuning to it right now. Josh, if you have anything for the net, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Kurt, is this any better?
Yep, you're getting in there now, and I can hear you on the receive, so you're getting in there.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, thanks, Kurt, for doing net tonight. I do have a few things. I ordered a couple antennas for the house for VHF and stuff. So I got a 220 only antenna. It's for it's a copper Slim Jim. I got it from KB9VBR, Mike, he's on YouTube. Michael, it goes by in Wisconsin. Try that for 220 up there. I guess he's calling a full, like a N fold dipole, and it's supposed to give you 6 dBi gain. So we're gonna try that. It was like $45.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure if you stopped there or if you lost the repeater. I'm not sure. But you said 6 dB gain. That's for 220.
Yeah, that is. It's 220 only. I have a TYT 220 radio, so I figured I'd get this. And then, like I said, it was only $45. It was like $55 with shipping, so I couldn't really go wrong with trying it out. And I'm gonna hopefully hopefully this weekend put it up on the roof. The next few weeks, if I get that on the roof this weekend, I'm going to start moving my shack to the basement for winter so I can be warmer and have a nicer area. And I did get I got a comment, and GP6, I believe. But I don't know what's going on with it. It was supposed to have been here by now, but the post office, I don't know if they can find it or what, but still stuck in Wisconsin, even though I ordered it 4 days ago, 5 days ago. So I don't know what's going on there, but I was hoping to have them both up for this weekend, put them up, but that's really all I got. For everybody else, on Saturday at Parks, down at Kingsbury, I know you're out there, Kurt, but I made a 4,700-mile contact to Sylvania on 10 watts on a Zygu 6100, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to witness the excitement on that one. So, yeah, that was a cool contact, 10 watts with a Pactena, I believe it was, that you were running.
Yeah, just a Pactena. I only had it up for the 20-meter. It does 20 and 10. Oh, and it was on 10 meters. Everybody else on 10 meters. I didn't have the 40-meter linked into it, but it was just on a 20-foot mast off the back of my truck and sloped down. And it took me about 20 minutes to get them, but I did get them, though. So the band was getting a little better each few minutes. You know, each 5-10 minutes later on, the panel's coming up. So I had to work for it, but I do enjoy doing QRP, and that's the furthest contact I had on QRP is like 4,700 miles it was from KOP to Sylvania, which I was pretty stoked about. So that's about it. I'll give it back to you, Kurt. KE9BBB.
Okay, Josh, very good. Yeah, that was awesome, especially on 10 meters. I forgot it was on 10 meters. So 10 watts on 10 meters and 4,700 miles. So, yes, it is possible. It can be done, especially when 10 meters is open. It was open pretty much that whole morning, so it was a good day to do 10 meters. So congratulations on that, Josh, and good seeing you out there. And I wish I would have brought my stuff out and operated, but at least I showed up. Josh, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have Bob in 9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, everybody. And Kurt, as always, thanks for doing the net. No, nothing going at this end. Just trying to get ready for winter and caught up with a few things around here. So 73s to everybody, and I'll hand it back over to you. So N9ROM.
All right, Bob. Yep, that's what I'm doing around here, too. I just got the pool closed up this last weekend, so that's a big one off my list. So, but, yeah, at that time of year, you got to start cleaning things up and putting things away. So, Bob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next on the list is KD9WXK. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, this is KD9WXK, Ryan. And I would just like to point out that Kurt did, in fact, make the contact while he was out at POTA. He just doesn't seem to recall the one contact he made. I guess he could talk about it when it's his turn, I guess. But I did enjoy going out to Kingsbury this weekend. And have fun, activating out there. I don't know if I actually still need to check because I'm really bad about it. I need to go check to see how many I actually did make out there for contacts. But it was a really nice day, and had fun just getting the radio set up and getting to hang out and meet some new people and get to kind of see. Some different setups and things like that. I'll be I'll be helping out with the Iron Horse event again this year at Potato Creek. That's coming this Saturday. There's a few of us helped last year and turned out really well. So one of the regular POTA group will probably still be over at the normal location of the shelter and Quake and Aspen. And they'll be on air looking for probably most likely just anything, but they might find some of those jamboree on the air stations. Back to net control. This is KDNWXK.
Okay, Ryan, yeah, I completely did forget about that. I did make one contact. Ryan was on FT8, and I was like, hey, you know, I can connect to my radio at home, so I did. I connected to my Flex and turned on FT8, and we made a contact. My home station to his POTA station, so that was really cool. And I can't remember what the signal strength was, but we were definitely in the positives on FT8, which means it's very strong. So that's awesome. I completely forgot, but that's cool. I did make one contact, so. All right, Ryan, well, thank you for that. Thanks for updating us on the POTA activity this weekend. And I heard, I don't know if it's true, I have not read the weather, but I thought it was supposed to rain on Saturday, or at least a slight chance of rain. But we'll get to that as the night goes on. But, Ryan, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good week and a good evening. I did that backwards. Didn't sound right. But if you got anything else you want to add later throughout the net, feel free to jump in. That's true for everybody on the net. So, all right. That completes the ham.live list as I have it currently. So now we're going to go to general check-ins. Anybody, anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. My name is Kurt. Please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, Mike Echo Yankee, KDBMEY, Stephen, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Good evening, Kurt.
KC0FNE, Mike in Mishawaka. Good evening, Kurt.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform.
This is November 9, Oscar Kilo Alpha, N9OKA, Mike LaPorte. Good evening, Kurt and everybody.
This is KE9ALK, Thomas Stillwell.
Okay, I think that's a good place to stop. Acknowledging KD8MEY, KC0FNE, N9YOU, N9OKA, and KE9ALK. KD8MEY, Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Well, I just wanted to say good evening, and for the net, running on my repeater, and didn't know it was running, so, hey, that's good. More traffic. But, overall, I'm not sure where this net is based out of or such. If you could provide information, it'd be great. But evidently, there's somebody listening here on the repeater. Give me why, back to net.
Okay, Steve, very good. Yeah, I'll hand it back to you after I give you a little information. We are going through, we are connected to All-Star. The repeater is located in LaPorte, Indiana. It's a 2-meter repeater, so it's not 220, which I imagine yours is. It's 146.970 is the repeater we're operating on, and it is connected to the All-Star, which is connected to my hub, the AC9HO hub, which is connected to, I'm trying to bring up the dashboard, sorry, which is, oh, that's not it, connected to the KA8DUX repeater in Moline, Michigan, and it's also connected to the WB9YPA repeater in South Bend. So I imagine you're coming through one of those, or at least an all-star link of some sort, because changes the tone for anybody coming through all-star, so I can tell you're coming through all-star. But, yeah, hopefully we're not interfering on anything. If we are, I can disconnect. It's not a problem at all. We do this every Wednesday at 7 p.m., have been for a while, but we've only been connected with All-Star for, I think, since the beginning of the year. So we're new to that. But back to you. This is AC9HO Net Control.
EDEY. Nope, you're not interrupting anything. Our ears, welcome to your traffic. You know, I'd like you guys to have it, you know. I'm using 220, obviously. And yes, I am also linked into KAUX hub. This is where my 220 links in with like KAPR or something. So there are 220 systems here. All stars, all good. Trying to actually look for a good hotspot, but I can't find one that works on some of the digital modes they want. Also has all stars. Anybody out there has a comment about a good hotspot that I could buy that has All-Star and mainly Fusion or C4FM? That's what I'm in the market for. So that's my control. And once again, your beer's here for your use. No problems, no complaints. Just didn't know the net was here and
hey, I check it.
Give me what?
Okay, Steve, very good. Yep, thank you for the use of your repeater. And right off the top of my head, as soon as you said that, and it's a little on the pricey side, but OpenSpot has what they call the Mic M1KE, and it's a handheld. It's not a radio. But it does have a microphone, a PTT, and a speaker. So it acts like a radio, but it connects via the internet. But it also has All-Star and all the digital modes, all of them, even Fusion, WireX, all that. But you might want to look into that. It's a pretty neat little device and very, very portable, not real big. I don't know if there's another device out there that will do All-Star Plus a digital mode or all digital modes. Does anybody else on the net have any comments to that, any kind of hotspots that would do All-Star and digital modes? This is AC9HO Net Control. Okay, Steve, I'm thinking nobody has anything off the top of their heads at the moment. We can definitely keep inquiring, but check out that open spot. M1KE, they call it the mic. So it's a pretty interesting little device. Now, I have the OpenSpot 4 Pro, but it doesn't do the All-Star, and I don't know if they're ever going to add it, because I think it would just be a software update, I believe, but I'm not sure. But because at first the M1KE did not have it, and it was a few months ago they added that feature. So back to you, Steve.
KDEY. I have seen some videos on that. I believe it was Ham Radio 2.0 that had that. Interesting device, but I'd rather just have a simple hotspot. I don't know if that can be kind of downgraded to a hotspot and a hotspot alone, but it is pricey, very pricey. I may have to look at other options, but thank you again for the offer, you know, or the information. So that's, I'll send it back to Net, and I'm going to step aside because we have the Mission VSF truck Net coming up on a two-meter band that I'm going to step over to. But once again, KUY repair is still open to your use, and please, more activity is better. Back to Net, KUY. 7-6.
Okay, Steve, thank you for checking in. Enjoy your other net there. And please, if you find a hotspot that will do that, do what you're looking for, I would be very interested. And my email is good on QRZ, but it is Kurt@AC9HL, so it's a pretty simple email. It's Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango is how you spell Kurt. So, but yeah, if you could, or it's good on QRZ if you don't have anywhere to write it down. But yeah, I would love to see that and be very interested in it as well. So, because I was going to buy that M1KE, but it's a little salty, so not ready to come off the funds yet. All right, Steve, thank you for checking in, and we're here every Wednesday, so look forward to seeing you or hearing you again. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. Good evening, Kurt. Well, yeah, I do, actually. I got my low-pass filter board on Monday. Got it installed, got it all together, all wired. Got to run it over to Paul Gere's house tomorrow. Get a 9 TSV in Osceola. He works on amplifiers. He's going to get it all tuned up and set up for me, hopefully.
All right, so your amplifier is going to be on the air possibly tomorrow if all goes as planned.
Yeah, I think it'll be on the air for 10 meters. The rest of the band, I got to get a an auto tuner yet that will handle 500 watts. So I'm going to be off the air with the rest of the bands until then, but hopefully by next spring I'll have the money saved up to get an auto tuner.
All right, there you go. Well, 10 meter, if it opens up, 500 watts. Of course, you heard Josh did 4,700 miles with 10 watts, but did take him 20 minutes. I imagine it would take you about 20 seconds with 500 watts. So, well, that's awesome. That's good news. Like to hear that, especially just before wintertime. Keep that antenna warm on 10 meters there. Do you have anything else, Mike?
That's it.
Just
wanted to say hi to you and everybody on the net.
KC0FNE,
back in that control.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, look forward to hearing your activities on 10 meters there with that amplifier and how well it's working for you. So thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. And before we get to Brian real quick, Bob put a note on Hamgot Live that for the LaPorte people, the 18th is LaPorte County's last household hazardous waste collection at the Marquette Mall in Marquette Mall. Is that Michigan City or LaPorte Mall? I think that's LaPorte Mall. Parking lot from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That would make sense if it's, well, LaPorte County's. It could be Michigan City. Can't remember what the mall's called. There we go. I was giving Bob time to type it in. It's Michigan City Mall. So this, and not this area, the 18th is the last household hazardous waste collection. My God, that is a tongue twister for me. No electronics, no appliances, electronics, styrofoam. However, they show fluorescent bulbs, batteries, and oil-based paints. So there you go. Makes more room for radio gear, he says. Thank you for that, Bob. All right, next on the list, since I really boogered that up, N9YLU, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
No, thanks, Kurt. This is N9YLU. Not too much. Enjoyed Saturday. A lot of fun. I think everybody had fun. And, it was neat to see everybody. And, some of the funny things that happened. Yeah. Anyways, had a good time. Hope everybody did. And, See, Kurt, you should put one of those Hershey Kiss antennas on the top there. It's not going to scratch the car. Use that to put a J-pole inside the car roll-up. Anyways, Yeah, just gotta, you know, rub it in a little bit. No, it was great. Yeah, even though it was my little mishap, yeah, I enjoyed it and everything, so I hope everybody enjoyed it, and definitely have to do it again, and maybe even maybe a little bit earlier, you know, maybe September or so, or, you know, whatever. A little bit warmer, but, you know, I guess it just depends on when everybody's free and all that stuff, but yeah, it would be fun. Either that, or we might have to do it several times, or, you know, at least a few times during the summer and possibly the fall, if everybody's up to it. So, anyways, I'm going to get off my soapbox, and I know there was probably a couple other things. Who knows what's going to happen Saturday, but as you know, around here, the weather can change in 5 minutes, so who knows. But anyways, back to you. And hope everybody has a good rest of the week and weekend, and hope to see or hear you guys later on. Back to you, Kurt. This is a 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Coming through the All-Stars link there, no problem at all. But, yeah, the only antenna that car will ever see is the one that's on the end of my HD. There won't be anything on that car, but, yeah, it was definitely a very good time. Great weather, very little wind, hardly any bugs. Yeah, good time had by all, I think, except for Brian did have a rough start. Hitting that deer on the way there, that wasn't a good time. But, oh well, it happens, and, is the car in the shop now, or I think you told me at the meeting it was going in on Tuesday, I believe it was. Any idea when you're getting the car back?
Yeah, I took it in yesterday evening after work, and I'm not sure yet. Yeah, they haven't even, I'm assuming today they probably took the front plastic off and everything. Probably going to dig into under the hood later. Maybe tomorrow, I don't know. Yeah, so I haven't seen under the hood since, you know, they haven't, I didn't even want to open and pop the hood because I wouldn't know if it latched or not. So I don't know. I guess we'll see. But, no, I'm thinking at least 3 weeks I'll have the rental. But, you know, I'm not sure. It could be sooner. It could be later. It just depends on, you know, how many parts they need and how long it takes to get them and, you know, put everything back together and paint it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a safe bet, about 3 weeks. My wife's car, after her accident, was a little over a month. Had a little more damage than yours, but not that much more. And I don't blame you for not popping the hood. I probably wouldn't have either, considering all the driving you needed to do yet later that day. So that was probably a good option. But other than that, we all had a great time. Good donuts. I forgot to thank Ryan for the donuts and Brian for the donuts. You guys brought donuts, so that was awesome. They were really good. Some bakery in North Liberty there. Very tasty. And then Rich brought some, I don't know what they were. They were mini donuts, but after sitting in the sun for a while, they were tasty too. But all right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Hopefully the car goes quickly and get it back quickly. Rentals are nice, but only for a short time, so, because there's not too many radios in a rental. So all right, Brian, have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, I should skip Mike and put him on the last, but I can't do that. I got to give you a hard time, Mike. I can't help it. And 9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Well, of course. Of course, my friend. First of all, I'm glad that I finally made a couple of our club functions. I went to the Bonfire, and I went to the POTA event, and I enjoyed both. I really did. The only thing I want to mention player. Next year I'm going to bring a bottle of mustard with me, because where I come from, ketchup on a hot dog is a no-no there, you hear me?
Nope, I don't hear you. That's blasphemy. Nope, ketchup all the way. But I think I said that last week too, that my dad likes mustard on his hot dog too, and I did not know that as a kid growing up. But you have anything else there, Mike?
Oh yeah, I had a wild, crazy night last night. Me and my nephew, we were out here chatting about 9:30. Jonathan, my nephew, KE9BLG, and we were on the 146610, and it was about a quarter to 10 in the evening, and the station out of Chicago come in there and told us that he was getting ready to have a net on the frequency, and wondered if we would be bothering them or they would be bothering us or whatever. So we volunteered to move over to the other repeater, and when we got there, there was a conversation going on there. So we ended up on the, N9IAA repeater out of Valpo, because Jonathan's a member of the Valpo Club as well. And we were talking, and all of a sudden, a couple of the locals from Valpo come in and join the conversation. But then we had a station out of, I got to look it up here real quick, out of Smithfield, or no, that's the wrong one, out of Bedford, Indiana, N9GJC, George, out of Bedford, Indiana, Southern Indiana, come in and join the conversation, talked with us for about an hour, and then toward the end, we got another station that came in and joined us, K4JTA, a Jeffrey out of Smithfield, Kentucky. We were all chatting on the Valpo repeater there. Propagation. Talk about propagation, man. We had it last night. And we were talking about that at the meeting Monday, about there was a time when you could talk to four different repeaters on the same frequency. But at any rate, with the way the propagation was last night, that was a great time we had talking to those different hams out there in Southern Indiana and Kentucky. But that's about what I have for tonight here in 9OKA.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, that's pretty good. But I wonder, it's hard to say, I don't know for sure. I do know that N9IAA repeater also has All-Star. I don't know if it's connected. I don't know what it's connected to, if it's connected. So I'm wondering if some of those stations are coming through on All-Star, but which is still cool, you know. That's what All-Star is for, connects everybody. But I do know he has those functionalities. He also has a lot of receive sites. It is a pretty wide area repeater. When it's working good, it works good. But there are times where it isn't working so good, at least in this area. So, but all right, Mike, well, thank you for that. Please feel free, as you always do, chime in anytime for more information. But thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KE9ALK Thomas. Do you have anything for the next?
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Kurt. Thanks for doing the net. Good to be back on the net again. Missed last week. Not have anything particular, just sitting back listening at home. And that's about it. Just going to sit back and listen. KE9ALK.
Okay, Thomas. Well, sounding good from home there. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. I am curious, Mike, you mentioned that they were going to do a net. I don't think it was on the K9 JSI repeater. So it must have been a different repeater. Did it seem like it was a different repeater, just on the same frequency, N9OKA back to you?
I got to plead ignorance here. What I have on the dial on my radio says LaPorte in Michigan City. And I'm on the Michigan City repeater according to my radio here. But we were on the LaPorte machine, and it was about 9:45 when that station come in and said he was from Chicago, and they were getting ready to have a net. And that's all I know, so we moved.
Well, that's interesting. I was already in bed, so I didn't hear any of that. But yeah, if that happens again, listen in and or maybe ask them what repeater they're on, because as far as I know, there are no scheduled nets on that repeater other than the Thursday night Aries net. So would be interesting to know if we have other nets. One, I'd like to advertise it, and two, usually you go through the coordinator or at least the club to make sure it's okay. So so if you wouldn't, if you happen to hear that again, just listen in, if anything, and just let me know if it is on our repeater, because they might say their repeater call fine during the net.
I will do that for sure, Kurt. And I forgot to say thanks for the net there, Roger.
No problem. It's always implied. I get it. But, yeah, for anybody listening, there's nothing against having nets. We'll probably never say no unless it interferes with something else. But just would like to know and or would like to advertise on this net. I like to advertise as many nets as I can to give everybody as much traffic as they can get. So, all right, Mike, thanks for that. Any other check-ins before we get into the information part of the net? This is AC9HO Net Control. Check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
Comment.
All right, we got a comment there. Kind of sounded like Hayden. Apologies if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's me, KD9HAY. With regards to that net, I'm driving, so I don't have any reference material, but I think it is the 9-7 repeater that's up by Chicago. If it's not that one, I know that there is a repeater because I would listen to it when I was going up there for work that holds a net every night, like a late owl net or something like that, and it usually starts about 10:30 or 11. So maybe it's possible Mike was on the 9-7 machine.
Well, he said he was on the LaPorte machine, which is the 6-1 on his radio. So, Mike, do you think you're on the LaPorte or the Michigan City?
Again, I'm embarrassed. My radio says Michigan City right here, and we were on the LaPorte machine. It was about 9:45. And I didn't write the call sign down, which I will the next time if it ever happens again. And I'll get some more information as well. But it was on the other machine, the other repeater. And he said they were getting ready to start a net. And he was concerned about interference. So we moved to this one here. But there was a conversation going on here, so we moved to Valpo, N9OKA.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought you said, and I don't know of any close repeaters on the 6-1. Maybe there was a heck of a bet opening that night. That's always possible. Back to you, Hayden.
Yeah, as far as I know, I think the closest 6-10 is somewhere up by Green Bay in Wisconsin, and you can hear them every once in a while. Last year, there was a time or two that you could have full-blown conversations all the way up there, but yeah, just thought I'd throw that in there, that I have heard nets over there in Illinois. And like I said, I thought it was on the 9-7 machine over there, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, maybe that night owl Necron has a 610 one, so maybe I'll do some research after the net, see what I see. Not a big deal. I don't want to make it sound like I'm making a big deal out of it, but it was kind of interesting that local people were asked to move off the repeater, or at least asking politely if they're going to cause interference. So that's the right way to do it for sure. But my guess is it was probably a band opening, and but that means there might be a repeater somewhere in Illinois on this frequency. It could be south, you know. All right. Well, Aiden, thank you for that. And we'll all just keep an ear out, and especially on Tuesdays. If it's not every night, it's definitely on Tuesday. All right, one more call before the information part of the net. General check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
WB9YBA.
WB9YBA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
That could be that net. I wonder if it's the Nightcrawler's net on WM9W. That's up in Chicago. And I wonder if they All-Star linked it into the Michigan, or into the N9IAA repeater, or something like that.
That's a good thought, but he was on the K9JSI repeater when that happened. They moved to the N9IAA repeater after that gentleman asked him if he was going to cause interference to him. So I don't think that was the case. I don't believe. And the K9JSI repeater does not have internet or anything, so there's no All-Star or anything like that going on there.
I understand. Okay. All right. I misunderstood. So, okay. Well, thank you. All right. And I'm just, yep. And I've got some coax cable for Mike. And then I'm looking at his Walmart radio. So anyway, Mike, I should, just to let, Mike is probably listening, so just to, for him to know that I'm hoping that I can have something figured out. I'm going to replace that RJ45 jack that's in there. So that appears to be very substandard. Tolerances are way out for that connector, so doesn't look like it's the plug on the microphone. Cable. So, all right. Anyway, I don't have anything else to add for the net. So, back to net control. This is WB9YPA, and I'll be on the site.
Okay, Mike. Well, thank you for giving Mike a hand there. And yeah, he's always listening. He's the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club repeater greeter. If anybody's on, Mike is on. So if nobody answers, Mike will answer. So he's the repeater greeter, we call him now. But cool. That's good to hear that hopefully he'll be up and running as he should be on 220 with the stuff he's got. So between the new coax and the new fixed radio, because we did hear him on 220 once, and then he had to wiggle the wire. So... All right, Mike, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good through the All-Star there. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week. All right, I'm going to let the repeater reset, and we'll get to the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. All right, area net. Aries District 1, serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for G KMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset 141.3 delta. And don't forget, we have the new Aries information net. I called it information net. My apologies if that's wrong. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, so tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central on the K9JSI repeater with a negative offset and a 131.8 PL tone. So that's the Aries. It's not just information, but it's also a practice and teaching net where it teaches you things for Aries like radiograms and things like that. So definitely good to check into to get your Aries education. The LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing, that's the first Saturday of every month on this frequency beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements, and usually the Net Control Operator is W9DOP. The next siren testing net will be November 1st. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater. Frequency is 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater 442.700, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. And we also have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater 147.255, positive offset 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Simplex Communication Relay Net. Every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 or channel 21, then moves to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, around 8:15 Central Time. Then the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month on the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be November 8th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As a matter of fact, in September, we had Rachel Kahn from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and communication and how ham radio plays a part in that. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a form to fill out or a link to a form to fill out next for our record, so we at least have your email. Then under that, there's a Pay Online button. Click the button. All fields must be filled in on the next page for the transaction to work properly. It is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. And, of course, that's on the lpcarc.org website. And I have to put that in every week because I'm trying to up the membership mainly to help pay for some of the repeater stuff we're doing. So it's a little plug we put in there. Got to do it, I suppose. Plus, it's about that time of year where 2026 views. Anything after November will be for 2026, and it goes from January to January. So come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City, Indiana. Another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m., Mom and T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. I think I said every Thursday. So every Thursday at Mama T's Diner. Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the police station lobby, turn in after you fill it out, either at home or at the station. Turn it in to Captain Jeffy. Michigan City EMA accepting applications. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators, which is a lot of fun, or looking to learn about radio, more about your radio, or radio in general, or POTA, pretty much anything at all is open for conversation. Come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern, maybe a little earlier, now that it's getting darker earlier. For more information, go to the 147.330K9DEW repeater to find out more details, like where they're going to be. I did write that down. I always forget the name of that place where they park. Ryan or Brian, can you tell me the name of where you guys park when you're at POTA? So Brian, will try you first if you're listening.
What was that, Kurt? I walked away from the radio. You're 9-1, are you?
Oh, well, then you lost your chance. Nope, just kidding. Where you guys sit at Potato Creek, the name of that, I can't think of what it's called, but where you sit in Potato Creek at the park?
I believe it's Quaking Aspen, not the Quaking Aspen shelter, but we're right around there. Instead of turning to the shelter, you just go, just keep going straight because we had to move since the group has been growing. So we're still around there, but we're not right by the shelter. We're a little ways away from it, but we're still in the same area. We're just in a different parking spot.
Okay, perfect. Quaking Aspen. I knew it was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't get it out. The Quaking Aspen. But like I said to everybody, get on the 147.330K9DEW repeater. And as Brian said, it's growing to the point where they had to move. So pretty much anything you want to learn, somebody out there might know how to do it. And if they don't know how to do it, they will find out how to do it. So I know Rich got a lot of help from Rob, I believe was his name. My apologies if I got that wrong, for getting his radio set up with FT8, working on Linux. And, of course, as soon as Rich got home, it didn't work anymore. So I'm starting to wonder if it's a little operator error. We won't tell him that, though. All right. Thank you for that, Brian. All right. And don't forget, well, we already did this, but I wanted to mention, and we've already talked about it, we have the joint activation with the POTA group, as a matter of fact, at the Kingsbury Fish and Wildlife Park this last Saturday. I had a great time. I had about, 6 or 7 people out there, and 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it was 4 radios running, maybe 5. But yeah, had a good time, and as everybody heard, Josh got a 4,700-mile contact on 10 watts on 10 meters, so with a, I forgot the name of the antenna. I even have the antenna. But anyway, but out in the park, got 4,700 miles. That's really good. So stay tuned. We'll probably be doing that more often. Maybe not this year, but definitely next year. Okay. If John hasn't fallen asleep, we're going to see if we can get the useless information this week. Went a little long again. Sorry about that, John. KA9PGC, if you are ready, sir, it is your turn. AC9HO, net control.
Good evening again, Kurt, and everyone else out there. Well, last week I was going to go on useless information. It was actually the anniversary of the big Chicago fire. Now, at the moment, my notes are a little bit elsewhere, but it was amazing on how much damage happened. And the one thing that's significant is they had a lot of drought, and we do get that around this time of year. And but theirs was pretty much excessive. Now, it's still a debate whether to blame it on the cow or whoever when it came to the particular farm that it started at, but for a small amount of area, it really devastated. It really got devastated here in Chicago, and I forget the statistics. I have in front of me, and I have to go and find those notes. But anyway, that's what we all did last week. We all sleep. Well, there's something else that came around, and I think it's a little discussion, is what I was going to talk about tonight. You see advertised every so often. You receive antennas. You plug it into your power line, you know, your 110 volts, 120 volts, you have in your house, and you should be able to receive TV, whatever. You ever wonder how that happens? How do you actually get away with that, couple into that that circuit without blowing something? Well, I'll tell you how you do it, because a lot of the modern cars now do not, if you haven't really noticed, they don't have anything decent for an antenna for the AM portion. They may still have an antenna for other reasons on the car, but that basically AM/FM radio is tied into something other than what you see that's on the car. And what they're doing now, instead of having, if you people remember that back in the 70s, there was cars out there that had a little antenna built into the windshield. Well, we're close to doing that. We're coupling into the defroster coils. And, yeah, there's a lot of cars doing it these days, okay? Well, we back up a little bit and tell you how we plug into the wall, okay? And the only way this really works is capacitor coupling. Now, you couple in to the AC circuit, you still have AC coming through. So, to block the AC, it's a bridge rectifier. So, however things are plugged into the wall, polarity-wise, you don't care. Converts that AC to DC, and then they block the DC with a coupling capacitor. And goes to your radio, you can receive to that. So now in your car, it's almost as that simple as a coupling capacitor to block the defroster coil as your receive antenna. And okay, now I got one more step where I'm going with this, and I'm going to make sure I still have a repeater at this point.
Good.
But I have not timed it out yet. Now there's a way of coupling into your power lines and using it your own transmission. And I just gave you the theory on that. When I first got into the mill, we had what we call trolley phones. And in this case, to get the distance we did, and with relatively QRP power, we were running as low as like 116 kilohertz. Same theory applies. There's a certain way you just couple to the power lines, and then you let her loose. And these trolley phones is what they were called. We used them on cranes. Okay, so, you know, the cranes could talk to each other. We could talk to it. And that stuff was still around quite a bit when I got hired in 91, even though we got UHF radios to do that with. There was still some of that stuff in use. And but that's something that was done ages ago, and that for your electric trains, your trolleys, and so forth, is it would couple into that power lead, and you could talk to the trolley and back. Okay? Old technology, it still works, and if you remember also some time ago, they had the, there was outfits that were trying to literally put internet on the power lines, which that is a completely a interference nightmare in both directions and that. But anyway, if you ever wondered about it, this is how you do it, and once upon a time, we did it just to
say we could do that without blowing up a TV set. You know, it does work, but when you have a house that's wired in conduit, well, you got a little more of a problem receiving. That conduit's, you know, a beautiful shield. But, and if you didn't care about this or didn't think it was interesting, we'll find a subject you'll be interested in one of these weeks. Back to you, Kurt. This is KE9PEGC.
Okay, John, yep, can't please everybody, but that was interesting. I didn't know there was a trolley phone. I tried looking it up, see if I could see pictures of it online here while you were talking, and I'm not getting anything there, so that's interesting. Never heard of that before. Well, John, thank you for that, and I look forward to it every week. Don't know if everybody does, but that's okay. If you got an audience of one, I guess that's enough. John, have yourself a good week and or good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for all you do. John's the one that puts all our events together, almost all of them. I think the only one he hasn't done was the photo group one. I think that's because he's working. Who knows? But yeah, the audience is you. Yeah, that's okay too. So there's an audience of two. All right, I'll let the repeater drop and reset, and we'll get into the weather at a glance. This is AT9 Instrument Control. All righty, tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. Let me see, I'm transmitting. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high near 67. Southeast wind, 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 70, south wind 10 miles per hour, gusts as high as, 20 miles per hour. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 57, south wind 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. And for Saturday, there's quite a few activities going on. While John was talking, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Low around 51. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday, showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 58, chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday night, a 30% chance of showers before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 42. And Monday, to start your week, sunny with a high near 61. Okay, that brings us back to check-ins, general check-ins, anybody, anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KC9DJP Mobile.
KI90.
N9OKA, comment.
Okay, acknowledging KC9DJP and KI9E and N9OKA comment. So Mike, we'll get to you last. KC9DJP, Rich, the club president. Before I forget, Ryan was on here. He may still be listening, but he wanted to, I think it was Ryan. Oh, God. No, I think I got that wrong. Somebody said thank you. And I can't remember who now. I thought it was Ryan. Maybe it was. My apologies. Go ahead, Rich. You got anything for the net?
No. Other than just to clarify some fake news I was hearing, it was not operator error.
You know, I said that in the confidence of the repeater. Come on. I mean, somebody leaked.
I am the red spectrum. You cannot see me, but I'm there.
Big brother. All right, Rich, do you have anything else?
No, we're good. Thank you for doing the net. And, yeah, sounds good. Jason, Andy, Jippy.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, somebody thanked you, and it escaped me as soon as I started saying it, and I don't even remember what they were thanking you for. They thanked me for it, too, and I can't remember what it was. I feel so horrible. I'm embarrassed, as Mike would say. Next on the list, thanks, Rich, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your weekend. I'm looking around my room. I don't see any cameras, or there must be listening devices in here somewhere. Anyway, KI9E, Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. No traffic here this evening. Back to you there, Kurt, KI9E.
All right, Jim, well, thank you for checking in. Sounding good into the repeater there. Our little antics we're putting on, I guess it keeps everybody on their toes, but according to John, Mike told on me, so it probably was Mike, the repeater greeter. He's also a little snitch. No, just kidding. All right, Jim, have a good evening, good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. All right, Mike, and I know, okay, your comments, sir.
First of all, I didn't do it. I swear to God, whatever it was, I didn't do it. My comment is this. You were asking for volunteers for NIS, and I'd like to volunteer to start an evening net, or early morning net, I should say, a night owl net, or what we used to call on the Plymouth repeater, the red eye net. I'm just wondering if anyone's out there besides Kurt, that's a night owl, that would like to join me. I'd like to start a net starting about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening, and it ends when it ends. So my email's on QRZ. If you want to email me and if you want to participate in a red eye net, let me know, because I'd like to start one, N9OKA.
Well, Mike, all you got to do, you already asked, and you're given permission, of course, which I'm not asking anybody to ask for permission. You've already let us know, so you let me know what repeater, what time, and I will start advertising it here on this net, and I am not a night owl. That was a one-time deal, Mike. You might not ever let that happen again. It might not ever happen again, so... yeah, if you want to do a night owl net, that would be great, or red eye, whatever you want to call it. You figure out what you want to call it. I have a preamble that I go by, and maybe we can make you something up. Yours might be a little less official. Mine's not very official either, but you can make yours as unofficial as you want. Doesn't have to be an official net. You can track check-ins if you want on paper, and then... you know, just keep it to yourself or email them to us if you like, but you don't have to. There's nothing you really have to do to run a net. When I decided to do this net, I talked to the club officers at the time, which I think I wasn't yet, but I talked to them, let them know my interest in doing it, and they're saying, go for it. So I did. I picked a night. I picked a time. I got the preamble, I believe, from Rich, and tweaked it a little bit, and went from there. So it's really all on you, whatever you want to do there, Mike.
Well, there's a penny cent word for you, protocol. I'm not sure what the protocol is, but I miss the old red eye net from back in the late 90s on the Plymouth repeater. There's a bunch of us out there that used to talk half the night away. I miss that. I don't know if there's any night owls out here or not, but I wouldn't mind doing that again. N9OKA.
Well, there you go. We'll leave it open. You pick a time when you want to start it. A repeater you want to do it on, which I'm going to guess is going to be the K9JSI, but doesn't have to be. And you can announce it on next week's net, or every net moving forward. altered as well if you want me to. But I lost track of what I was saying. Oh, my recommendation, since it's going to be a late night one, dropped my pen, maybe a Friday or a Saturday night. I don't know if anybody else has a better thinking, but I'm thinking, like, if you're going to catch me at that time, you'll have a better chance on a Friday or Saturday. Probably not any other day, unless I'm not working. Back to you, Mike.
Okay, well, you know, what I'm doing that, which is what I'm kind of sort of missing, was every night. It was every night we met out there, 10:30 at night, 11, whatever, and just chatted into the wee hours. But as I recall, it was every night, and I know K.A.
Hey. And that's perfectly fine, too. If you're serious about doing something like that, feel free. On either repeater you want to do it on. You can call the Red Eye Net. I know in the morning on, I think it was on KC Wide, early in the morning, they started a, what they call that, the Diner Net, I believe. I used to listen to that. I don't know if they still do it. I think it's called the Diner Net. And basically the same thing that you're talking about, just, you know, talking to people on their way to work. And, but yeah, if you want to do something like that, feel free. You can start tonight if you want. Go ahead, comment.
Yeah. You know, if Mike, if you want to try it, I can't say how much I could participate whatever day you pick, but, you know, if you were to do it like tonight, let's say, for example, you know, you advertise it as the net after the net, something like that for a name, the after net, whatever, and you start at 10:30 and see where it goes. I would normally try to vote for about 10:30 on a Friday night, but you never know. We did something like that years ago, after the net. We were on Friday nights there, and it was rather interesting who all we woke up during that time. So, you know, there's a lot of merit to that regardless. And then since you're actually able to get on 80 meters, I strongly suggest you listen to 3916. One of the reasons is they have a couple different nets, but they pretty much, our time starts with like a little bit of a game, a Trivial Pursuit type game at 9 o'clock. Our time, but they'll go to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, the net changes at 10 o'clock, and I used to check in with them all the time, and I can't think of the name of what that one is called, but like I said, they can go to about 2 o'clock in the morning. It might be something you may want to listen to. It's literally 6 days out of the week. If not, it's 7 days, but 3916, you know, on your 80-meter, or actually that 75-meter phone if you want to be goofy about it. But food for thought, Mike, K9PGC.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that. That gives me something to think about. And I wrote that down. I'll check that out. And I'll give it some thought on starting out on the weekends instead of every night. But, yeah, I miss that. I do miss the old Red Eye Net. We used to sit out there and talk till like 2 in the morning or whatever. So, I appreciate it, John. And I'm okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to let the repeater reset real quick. Okay. The timer on this repeater does not reset unless it unkeys in here. But anyway. Yeah, Mike, just any night you decide to do it and you're trying to attract attention, instead of throwing just your call sign out there, say, you know, whatever name you come up with for the net, start saying, this is a 9OKA. We'll just call it the Red Eye Net for lack of a name right now, but this is the Red Eye Net. Please call now, you know, that kind of thing. And like I said, you don't have to track who checks in if you don't want to. It's 100% your baby. So if you want to do it, I encourage it, whatever gets people on the radio, you know.
Okay, well, that's kind of backwards on what I'm doing here, but I do want permission to do it, to start out with. N9OKA.
WB9YPA.
Mike's got a comment. Before I get to you, Mike, real quick, and I was going to say, other Mike, okay, that this repeater would almost be better only for the fact you're connected to All-Star and connected to some 220 repeaters, too. You might get a little more activity, but maybe like every other night, switch off between this repeater and the other repeater, whatever you choose to do. Go ahead, WB9YPA, Mike, go ahead.
If you wanted, and that's what, you know, this repeater system here, we call this the Night Owl, the Night Owl Repeater Association. We call it NORA. And if you'd be more than welcome to have this, Kurt, if he wants to do something like that, he's more than welcome to have this machine, linked up. Well, during that time, the only thing is, I think the Michigan group would probably not see the humor in it, having their repeaters, tied up late at night. But this one here, it was nothing for this machine to be on like till 4 o'clock in the morning and be up and, with QSOs going on late in the morning.
Yeah, okay. Well, I would imagine if he's not interfering, or they'll find a way to disconnect if they want. But hopefully we wouldn't cause any issues with that. We can look into that. That would almost have to be an every night thing where I disconnect the Michigan group. And I would probably not remember to do that. So, yeah, you could try this one there, Mike, or even the 6-1, whichever one you decide. Over to you, N9OKA. This is AP9HO Net Control.
I got a lot to think about here between now and next net. I'll try and come up with a game plan. I like the idea of using this repeater here. And, by next net, I'll come up with a game plan. And again, I hope I didn't screw up protocol here by not asking permission first.
No, not at all, not at all. You did ask for permission first because you didn't start the net. So you actually, I guess if there is a protocol, which there isn't, it's just a courtesy thing. We just like to be notified. That way we know if somebody, if I get an email or something from somebody says, hey, why was there a net going on? I was trying to use a repeater, but I couldn't because there was a net going on. And if I didn't know there was a net going on, I wouldn't be able to answer very well. So that's the only reason I want to know, in case somebody asks me a question, I'll have an answer. So, but other than that, it doesn't matter. WB9YPA, do you think it will be that big of a deal? And, John just replied, three officers here have said yes to you, Mike, so you're good, officers of the club, and you're a member, too. So, anyway, YPA, do you think the Michigan group would have a big problem with it at around 10 o'clock? And it may not be that busy. You never know. Some nights will, some nights won't.
They had expressed some concerns to me that my machine was linked up to their network. And I'm trying to think of what it was. They didn't like it. I finally pinned down one of the trustees, and I asked them. I said, hey, I just was wondering if I irritated anybody. And they said, yeah, the users of the machines, it's not the trustee, but it's a lot, some of the users didn't like it because some of those repeaters in the Michigan net were up, they were they were on at, you know, like, you know, several hours of the day and stuff during some of the nets that I was holding. So that's why I always disconnect. I would try to disconnect the Michigan net during any of my nets.
Okay, yeah, we'll look into that if somebody lets us know, because this is going to be a different kind of net. This is going to be more of a rag chew net, so everybody's welcome. So all they'd have to do is jump in and say, hey, can you move to a different repeater or something. Or if it's a problem, I got no problem putting it into the All-Star node where it will automatically disconnect at, let's say, 10 o'clock every evening, and then reconnect it to, oh, I don't know, 5 or 6 in the morning or something like that. That is definitely doable N9OKA, so don't let that be a deciding factor. You do what you got to do, and we will take care of the business in the background if there is any issues. But you do what you want to do. Thank you, Mike, WV9YPA, for that. Mike, we'll give it to you one more time. This is very confusing with you guys having the same name. N9OKA. Give it to you one more time.
Well, I appreciate it, Rich. Or Kurt. Well, I called you Rich. Oh, my goodness. I'm embarrassed, huh? Once again. Oh, well. But, yeah, I've been giving this some thought. I would like to start a net for Night Owls. Although I'm leaning towards the Red Eye net. Maybe even Northern Indiana Red Eye Net, something like that, but I don't want to count anybody out. I don't know if I should use Northern Indiana or not, but at any rate, I appreciate you hanging in there with me tonight on my idea, N9OKA.
Ah, you cut me deep, Shrek. Cut me deep. Call me Rich. I mean, of all the names, you had to pick that one. Oh, just kidding. It happens quite a bit, actually. So, even in person sometimes, especially if him and I are in the same room, that does happen. But no big deal, Mike. We're used to it. But, yeah, whatever name you choose, I'm sure it'll be a great one. So, I don't think it would alienate anybody, you know, especially when you call out saying it's a net open to everybody. So, all right, so everybody look forward to that up and coming in the near future, some sort of late night net, either every night or weekends. So we will stay tuned and we will let you know. I will now open the swap and shop session. Are there any radios, any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? Swap and shop session is now open. Please call now.
Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November. Is it too late to check in?
Well, for you, yes. No, just kidding, George. It's never too late. It's always check-in time. So, AC9XN, George, you got anything for the net?
No, I just, I was at business late and came in, turned on the radio. I heard you guys still jaw-jack and I didn't know if the net was still going on. So if the net's still going on, check me into the net. And if the net's over, it's all well. Too bad, so sad. So back to you, Kurt.
All right, George. Nope, net's still going and that's the kind of net I like to hold, is one that you can't even tell if it is a net. We just like to get out here and get on the radio and talk about stuff that interests almost everybody. So, George, thank you for checking in. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right. Swap and shop is still open. And general check-ins, anybody anywhere. Comments, questions, anything at all. That's all on the table there. All that. So, AC9HO Net Control, please call now. Okay, I do enjoy these nets. I do like them a lot, so I like all the activity we get from everybody else. I don't like being the only one talking. That'd be a pretty boring net, but I do appreciate everybody contributing. and checking in. I'm not ending it just yet, but sounds like we're getting close. So swap and shop, comments, questions, general check-ins, anybody, anywhere, please call now. Okay, kind of reading through the ham.live messages. John put in here, says, let Mike have it once a day, last 24 hours. So you started at 10:30 in the evening, and it goes all day until 10:30 in the evening the next day. That's not a bad idea, and it's almost what you're doing now since we call you the repeater greeter. But all right, we'll do one more call for swap and shop, comments, questions, general check-ins, anybody, anywhere. And then we'll end the net. So last call, AC9HO, net control, please call now.
N9OKA, there's no way I'd do it 24 hours. No way.
Oh, yeah, you got sleep in there somewhere, but you're almost there. You're almost 24 hours, so yeah, that's a good idea. But anyway, so... no check-ins or anything. So this concludes this session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had 18 check-ins and a lot of activity like we always do, and I love it. So I will now return the repeater I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is AC9HO. My name is Kirk. Net control clear at 8:56 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
WB9YTA test. WB9YTA clear test. WB9YTA self bend.